Baby boy, mommy needs to have a serious talk with you. No, you're not in trouble. I've just noticed recently you don't seem very comfortable using mommy yet. Baby boy, I love you, but I think you might be misunderstanding me. I know you're finally getting more comfortable making love to mommy, but that's not really what I'm talking about. When I say you need to use mommy, what do you think I mean? Okay, and when I say I need you to feel good about using mommy, as in, I need you to feel like mommy was put on this earth for you to use, like entitled to mommy. What do you think I mean by that? Good, because that's exactly what I need you to do, hun. I need you to feel good about using me. Anytime you want. You still look uncomfortable. Can mommy sit on the bed with you? Thank you. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples of what I mean, and while I do that, I would like my good little boy to take his cute little cock out. Why? Oh, well, by the way you're sitting with your legs crossed, all this talk of using mommy might be making you hurt, am I right? Here, let mommy help you out of those pajama bottoms. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. There we are. And what a lovely cock my baby boy has. Now, mommy's gonna jerk you while we talk. Is that okay, baby? Good. This is how it should be from now on, okay? Anytime your penis is hard, I want you to take it out in front of mommy. To be specific, I want you to take out your sexual frustrations on mommy, okay? And not just when we're making love, not just when mommy and baby boy are being naughty under the covers, when we're talking, when we're just sitting around like this, even when we're eating, my good boy's cock should be kept busy. Do you see what I'm saying? Baby boy, if mommy's not doing anything with her hands and you sit down next to me, I need you to just slip it into my grasp and have me jerk it. And if I'm really distracted and I don't start pumping that wonderful cock of yours right away, you have mommy's permission to grab my fingers and close them around your penis. That way, even if mommy is distracted, she can still edge her baby boy. Do you like that idea? Yeah, do you like the idea of fucking mommy's hand whenever I'm not paying attention? Good boy. I can tell by that little sigh you like the idea of having mommy jerk you anytime, day or night. You know what else you can do if mommy's not paying attention? If you happen to walk into the room and you see mommy bent over, cleaning between the couch cushions or on my knees scrubbing the linoleum, I want you to slide mommy's yoga pants down, pull my underwear to the side, and fuck mommy. Oh no, baby, it won't make mommy upset, not at all. Mommy belongs to you, and you belong to mommy. So naturally, mommy's pussy is yours to claim whenever you need it. Baby boy, could you nod or say that you understand? I know it's hard to focus when you're twitching in my warm, soft hands like this, but baby boy, this is important. It'll put mommy's mind at ease knowing you'll fuck me, use me whenever you have the urge. I need you to take responsibility for your sexual health like that. And the same goes for mommy's mouth, too. I need you to use these beautiful, plump mommy lips. Just like you would use any other part of my body. If you walk into the front room and I'm watching something, and if the way my mouth is hanging open looks especially sweet to you, I want you to use it. That's right, baby. If my wet, distracted mouth makes you hard, I need you to take out your cock. Hold the back of mommy's neck and press the tip of your penis against mommy's lips. Mommy will do the rest. Trust me, baby boy. I'll even wear lip gloss when I'm around the house That way they're always soft and ready for you. No, it won't annoy me. And I would never scold you for doing what you're supposed to, using mommy to get off. Eventually, having your cock in my mouth or pounding my pussy all the time will be such second nature, I'll naturally stroke you or suck you whenever you're in the room. And that's exactly how it should be. Having my lips stretched around my baby boy's cock should be as subconscious as chewing gum to mommy. Just as subconscious as what I'm doing right now, rubbing my wet, sticky palm over the head of this beautiful cock of yours. Mm-hmm. And if you want to handle your cock yourself, that's fine too. You can stand in front of mommy and masturbate, even if I'm really busy. If I'm on the phone or doing bills, if I'm writing an email for work, mommy will turn her chair towards you. That way you can crouch over my leg and rest your balls and your cock on mommy's thigh and stockings. Oh, baby. I felt it twitch. Do you like that? Do you like the thought of smearing mommy's pantyhose with pre-cum while you grind on mommy's thick thighs? Do you want to try it right now? Yeah, will I jerk you? Okay, baby. In the future, when mommy is too busy to jerk you like this and you have to do it yourself, I still want you to come on mommy. I want you to come on my lap or against my hip. That way I know you're taking care of yourself. That's right. That's right, baby boy. You can shoot your load on mommy's thigh and I'll watch it drip down my leg while I work. Or I'll unbutton my blouse and then you can come on mommy's tits or my stomach. Ooh, or mommy will pull her skirt up and that way you can come on mommy's smooth pussy. And if I'm feeling really, really dirty, I might help you aim it into my panties. That way I can pull them up after your balls are drained and feel your hot seed between my legs when I wiggle in my chair. You know what else we could do? I could get up and have you sit in my chair. That way mommy can sit on baby boy. You can be my seat from now on. Yes, with your cock inside mommy. Because baby boy belongs inside mommy whenever possible. Your lap is mommy's new favorite chair, baby boy. Mommy wants your hard cock in her when we sit down for dinner or when we watch a movie. If mommy is sitting on you, your cock should be twitching inside of me or nestled between my ass cheeks. Or maybe resting between my thighs while I squeeze them together. You could be mommy's personal thigh master exercise. And it doesn't matter if there's company over either. I don't want you to be shy. If you need to use mommy's mouth, it's always wet and ready for you, baby boy. Whichever girlfriend I have over for lunch, I want you to ignore them. Just stand over me and press your cock against my lips while I'm mid-sentence. I want them to know how close we are, mommy and her good boy, and that you're always welcome to use my mouth. And if you want me to slide forward on the couch and hike up my skirt, you don't even have to ask. Just slap mommy's thigh. And I'll part my legs. You can just start fucking me whenever you have the urge. And if I ever ignore you to keep talking to my guest, you can rest your cock on mommy's bare knee and I'll start jerking it. Or you could slide it against my chin and make my bottom lip sticky when you want me to stop talking. Just press that big cock of yours into mommy's mouth until I'm mumbling around it. Okay, baby? There's no excuse for you to ever get off without mommy. Ever. If you really don't want to interrupt what I'm saying, I could always sit on a stool for you. Why a stool? Here, I'll show you. I'll use your computer chair. Okay, see how I'm sitting sideways with my butt hanging over the side? Yeah, now when I'm talking to my girlfriends, you can just come up behind mommy, like you're standing behind me now, and just yank my panties aside. Good boy. Now stick it in mommy. Oh, that's right. It's okay, baby. Oh, it's more than okay. Oh, it feels so good for mommy. I want you to do this, to make mommy gasp and moan, even when I'm trying to hold down a conversation. Oh, would you like that, baby boy? Would you like to hear mommy try to concentrate, entertaining her girlfriends, while you make me shudder and moan? Oh, I mean it. Literally, anytime you need mommy, I'm yours to use. Every part of mommy is yours. And if I'm taking too long in the bathroom and you need to get off, I want you to interrupt me. We don't have locks on the doors for a reason, baby. No matter what I'm doing, you're allowed to fuck me. In fact, I need you to fuck mommy, regardless of what's keeping me. And if I'm in front of the mirror doing my makeup, you can slide my skirt up and fuck mommy's ass very, very slowly. That way I don't make a mess. If mommy is in the bath, you can stand at the edge of the tub and have mommy reach her wet, soapy hand up to jerk you. Oh, that way when you can come all over mommy's shiny, wet skin. Or if I'm sitting on the edge of the tub and there's a towel tied around mommy, I need you to pull it down and slide your cock between mommy's big, soft tits. Fuck, baby, please. A little faster, please. I can feel you getting excited, thinking of fucking mommy's cleavage like it's your personal cock holder. Oh, you feel so good, baby. Don't stop, don't stop. I didn't know talking about using mommy would make you so turned on. You're such a good boy for me. Such a good boy. I hope it goes without saying that you can use mommy anytime we're in the bedroom, too. But you already knew that, didn't you? What you might not know is that as long as mommy gets her rest, oh, you can fuck mommy in her sleep, too. Oh, did that surprise you? Oh, I felt your cock twitch and you stopped thrusting for a second. Oh, here, come closer. I want you to hug mommy really tight while you fuck me. I love feeling close to you while your cock is so deep in me. Oh, as long as I get enough sleep for work the next morning, I want you to feel comfortable fucking mommy in the middle of the night. You have my permission, baby, you do. Anytime you see mommy sleeping and you get the urge, I want you to use me. Fuck. Oh, fuck right there, baby boy. Oh, mommy is close. Are you close too, baby? Oh, good. That's good, baby boy. Because mommy's gonna come thinking about waking up with baby boy's seed leaking out of her. Oh, or waking up and licking my lips, tasting my baby boy, knowing that you've sprayed my face while I was sleeping. Fuck, baby, I really need you to use mommy as a stress relief like that. Use mommy's body to please yourself. I could even take sleeping pills before I lie down. That way I can get my rest and you can get your relief. I could even dress up for you, make myself ready. Would you like that? Would you like to use mommy like a fuck toy all night long? I would wear that lingerie that you love so much, the lacy black set, and put on some nice perfume. And I would lube up all of mommy's holes and crawl into bed and close my eyes. Oh, and just let my baby boy enjoy mommy in every way you want all night. Oh, fuck, baby, fuck. You could bend me over the side of the bed and come inside my ass. And then, after a little break, you could roll me over and fuck mommy's pussy until you filled my womb, too. Oh, mommy could pick up some Viagra for you. If you think it'd be fun to stay up railing every one of mommy's holes until the pills wear off. Yes, yes, yes. Until mommy is absolutely soggy with baby boy cum leaking from everywhere. Oh, because baby boy just can't get enough of mommy. Fuck, baby. Baby boy, I think that would be heavenly. Oh, waking up sore everywhere, covered in cum, knowing you love your mommy so much you just can't stop using me. Afterwards, after we've showered and gotten the smell of cum off of my skin, mommy will help tuck you back into bed. After such a thorough fucking, mommy might be a little sore though, so I may just need to crawl into bed with you. But even if I'm already used up, I don't want you to hesitate. If you get hard again, you just use your mommy until I'm limp and panting. Mommy wants that so bad, baby boy. Mommy needs you to use her. Mommy needs you to use her like you're using mommy right now. Fuck, baby. Baby, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, baby, come with me. Come with mommy. Oh, that's it. I need to feel you come in me, baby boy. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, baby boy. Just like that. I need you to feel comfortable using mommy. Just like that. Whenever you feel the urge. Mommy is yours. Okay? Mommy's yours because mommy loves you very much.